Sabrina Butler was freed from maternity jail in 1995, becoming the only woman to be exonerated from death row in the U.S. since 1973.
To be accused of a crime I didn't commit and sentenced to death at 17 was one of the hardest things I've ever had to face.
She spent 2 years and 9 months behind bars for the alleged murder of her son, until a second trial determined he died of kidney disease. Now she's joining faith leaders across California on the steps of the San Francisco City Hall to say,
please commute the sentences.
Commute these death row sentences.
Commute them.
San Francisco Supervisor Jackie Fielder introduced a resolution just days ago calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to end the death penalty. In 2019, he suspended the death penalty, posing a death sentence of 737 inmates on death row. But Supervisor Fielder said that was not enough.
A pause is not justice. A pause is not progress. Until we abolish the death penalty entirely, the system will continue to fail people, especially people of color.
There are more black people on death row than any other race, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. Governor Newsom himself admitted that the prospect of ending up on death row has more to do with wealth and race than guilt or innocence. SF Public Defender Manu Raju spoke to the costly impacts of the system.
We see every day the miscarriages of justice, the racism, and the harm inflicted by this system. Our death penalty system is cruel, racist, unjust, and an obscene waste of public resources.
California has spent $5 billion on its death penalty system and executed 13 people since 1978. Faith leaders are hoping the resolution passes unanimously next week to show a united stand against the death penalty. But it'll take a bill or a ballot to actually change the law. Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.